in it too, no?
I can. So, yeah, this is Nitin Dahad here with Rick O'Connor of Open Hardware Group. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Nitin. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too. So tell me what you're announcing here at Embedded World.
So here at Embedded World, we've got a number of members of the Open Hardware ecosystem that are also have exhibits and on display here. And collectively, we've got probably 20 or so companies involved in a major announcement around the Core 5 MCU development kit.
And what does that development kit and the whole stuff around it entail?
Well, it's actually a little bit of a culmination of all of the various projects that have been underway in the Open Hardware ecosystem over the last year and a half, from the very beginning of when we really got started with the original projects. And that starts with an open source core, the E40P, the CV32 E40P core, which came out of ETH Zurich as the RISC-E core that most people know. It's an embedded class four stage core. And that's been fully verified using commercial techniques to have a fully verified core that end users can take and put into a high volume production SoC. But we've built that core into the Core 5 MCU. We're showing a development kit today based on a hardware emulation platform. And also announcing the availability of the physical hardware. We're taping out in 22FDX here in a couple of weeks, fingers crossed. And we'll have silicon back later in the year for real development boards around the Core 5 MCU.
And you have some demos here. What's the significance of the demos? Tell me about the demos and the significance of them.
Yeah, it's interesting. The demos that we're running, so we're emulating a fleet weather station where we're gathering temperature from a fleet of IoT sensors spread around the world. There's four or five of them here at Embedded World, and the rest are spread around the world in different geographies. And we're just capturing temperature in those locations, streaming them up into Amazon Cloud using Amazon's Express Link new protocol that they've developed. So that's you can check in with them, but that's an automatically authenticated protocol to validate your endpoint into the cloud with no muss, no fuss kind of thing. So we're streaming that data up into the cloud and then just displaying it on a dashboard. So technically, not a big feat. It's no great, it's been done before. But the point of this platform is it's been developed in open source with collaborators from around the world, 20 to 30 different companies participating, everything from the core itself, System Verilog, UVM-based test bench to verify the core, the integration of the core into an MCU design, the hardware emulation platform for that MCU design, the Core 5 SDK, which is GCC-based, free RTOS port, all of those different projects coming together to deploy a platform that you can use today to develop your application on and then go to production with.
And it's not just about temperature monitoring, which is what you're doing with the demos, because what you were saying, I think, is that it enables you with that open source framework to actually be able to do many other things that you might not be able to do with fixed systems.
Right, so the processor's open. You can modify it, add your own secret sauce. In the Core 5 MCU, there's an embedded FPGA array from QuickLogic. You can roll your own accelerator for your own purpose-built data set problem that you're trying to deal with at the edge with a low-power device. So there's lots of enablement in this platform if you want something off the shelf, you can go and get that. There's plenty of solutions, and this is probably not for you. But if you want to go and play with the architecture and finally tune it to your application, this is open source from the RTL right up.
And verified.
And fully verified.
Rick, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nitin. Good to see you.